This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kananaskis, Canada, later tonight. He will be participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. This would be the Prime Minister's sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. Mr. Modi will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. He will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit, including with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. During the G7 meeting, Prime Minister Modi will discuss many important issues with global leaders. Bilateral meeting with his Canadian counterpart will be the major focus of this visit. Our report.
This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Canada in a decade. During his last visit in 2015, bilateral ties were elevated to the level of strategic partnership. India-Canada ties are underpinned by strong people-to-people connect, growing trade and investment ties, strong presence of Indian students, and tremendous potential for cooperation in the fields of science, technology, and innovation. Bilateral trade in goods in 2024 stood at $8.6 billion, much below potential. Canada hosts one of the largest Indian diasporas abroad, accounting for nearly 4.5% of its population. This includes nearly 1.8 million Canadians of Indian origin and 1 million non-resident Indians. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Amid rising tensions in West Asia, G7 leaders issued a unified statement addressing the situation between Israel and Iran. They have reiterated their commitment to peace and stability in the Middle East, affirming Israel's right to defend itself and underlining their continued support for the country's security. Emphasizing the importance of protecting civilians amid the ongoing regional tensions, the grouping also identified Iran as the principal source of instability and terror in the region. The leaders reiterated that Iran must never be allowed to acquire a nuclear weapon. Iran and Israel are exchanging strikes for the fifth day, with civilians in flashpoint areas facing waves of attacks. Explosions were heard in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem as the Israeli military said Iran had launched a new wave of missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has claimed its missile strikes in Israel hit a military intelligence center and a Mossad operations planning center. Israel's military said it conducted several extensive strikes on military targets in western Iran. Israel's military claimed that it had eliminated Ali Shadmani, Iran's wartime chief of staff, and a close aide to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in an overnight strike. U.S. President Donald Trump said that he's looking forward for something better than a ceasefire between Iran and Israel. Meanwhile, Indian students in Tehran have been moved out of the city for reasons of safety through arrangements made by the Indian embassy in Iran. The External Affairs Ministry also advised other residents who are self-sufficient in terms of transport to move out of the city. The Calcutta High Court has stayed the preparation of a new list of OBCs in West Bengal, which included the addition of new castes to the existing list of OBCs. A division bench of Justices Rajasekhar Mantha and Tapabrata Chakrabarty issued the interim stay until the next date of hearing. Jammu and Kashmir government today declared all routes to the Amarnath Cave Shrine as no-flying zone during the Yatra period. According to the order issued by JNK, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, flying of any kind of aviation platforms and devices, including UAVs, drones and balloons, has been prohibited from the 1st of next month to the 10th of August this year on Amarnath Yatra routes, including both Pahalgam axis and Baltal axis. In Gujarat, southwest monsoon has advanced further into Saurashtra and Kutch, bringing heavy rains in the region. Heavy rainfall occurred at isolated places in districts of Saurashtra, namely Botad, Amreli, Surendranagar, Bhavnagar, on the second consecutive day. Meanwhile, rain lashed Delhi NCR, bringing much-needed respite today from the scorching summer heat. Parts of Noida and Gurgaon witnessed heavy rainfall along with gusty winds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.